Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur. Don't forget to click on the Daf option to see today's Tosfos marked using the popular Gemara Markings system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. We now turn to Daf Zayin Omer Aleph, and we see Tosfos Shi'il Mole, where the Gemara had mentioned regarding Bilam, who was capable of defining the moment of the wrath of Hashem, where Hashem declares through the Navi at a later time in history, remember that the kindness I show to you, that at the time of Bilam I did not show any wrath. Because had I shown wrath, no one would be left from the Jewish people as a result of Bilam's effective curse. Tosfos asks, "V'im tomar ma hoyo yochol lomar b'shas rega?" If the length of time of the wrath of Hashem is described as a fraction of a moment, what could a person say in such a short time frame? And yet be effective in destruction. So, answer number one, Yesh Lomar, Kalem. If the length of time of the wrath of Hashem is Rega, and we saw in the Gemara how long is a Rega, the amount of time it says to say Rega, so the amount of time it takes to say Rega is the same amount of time that the word Kalem could have been said. Kalem means destroy them. And that would have taken hold, because Bilam was able to lock into that very moment in time. Inami, a second approach to answering this question of what could have been done in such a short amount of time. Me'achar shoyo maschil klosu b'yisushah. All that would have been required is to start the curse at that moment. So even if the curse itself would take longer than a rega to say, the only consideration is you start it at the right moment. He could cause damage even after that particular moment passed, because he locked into the beginning of that point in time. We saw in the Gemara an incident involving Rabbi Shua ben Levi and a Tzeduki that was oppressing and afflicting Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And in the story, we saw that in his attempt, Rabbi Shua ben Levi's attempt to take revenge on this Tzeduki, to punish him, he ended up being unsuccessful. So the Tosfos says, "Hahu Tzeduki Dav Shusidu of Shmuel Levi." There was the Tzeduki in the neighbor of Shmuel Levi, etc. Lav or Achara, he came to the conclusion that it's not Derech Eretz to be responsible for their punishment. The Tosfos continues and says, "Afal Gav Dehat Tzedukim Moridin V'lo Malin," even though, based on the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zorah, Daf Chovov, it says there that a Tzeduki, one is allowed to morid in this, to allow to push him into a pit, which eventually he will die as a result of that. And if you see him in trouble, v'lo malin, you don't bring him out, you don't extricate him. So we see there that one is allowed to punish the Tzedukim. Why then in our Gemara does Rabbi Shulman ben Levi conclude that it's not proper to be responsible for their punishment? Hainu bidei odom. That which the Gemara Avodah Zorah says, that it's okay to punish them, moridin, as we said, to shove them into a pit, that is if you are going to take care of it, that people will take care of it. In our Gemara, though, it wasn't as if Rabbi Shua ben Levi was physically going to punish him. He was going to curse the Tzeduki and expect some type of divine retribution to be visited upon the Tzeduki. So with regard to that, Tosfos says, "Avol bidei shamayim lav orach aro lahanisham la'atricham la'ulahargam bidei shamayim shelo kederech b'nei adam." To have a divine involvement, which is not the way of man, in other words, it's not a natural type of punishment, this is what Rabbi Shimon Levi said should not be done. V'i garsinon hocha oive kichavin, nicha. In our Gemara, had the text been instead of Tzeduki, who is we'll call him a Torah skeptic, where he denies the Torah Shebaal Peh and accepts only the Torah Shebiksav, rather had the text featured an idol worshipper, then things would be much smoother in so far as Rabbi Shulben Levi's conclusion that it's Lav Orach Ara. Rabbi Shulben Levi said that it's Gam Onush Letzadik Lotov, that a tzadik should not be involved in punishment. Had the text dealt with a Ovi Kachovim, it would have been smoother. Why is that? Dekomer Hosam, it says there in Maseches Avodah Zorah, Ovi Kachov V'roi Bok Behemodaka, idol worshippers and shepherds of light cattle, Lo Malin V'loi Meridin. Without getting into the details of the issue concerning the shepherds, that's tangential for our discussion right now, but it does mention Ovi Kachovim regarding idol worshippers. There we are told that if you see him in trouble, so you don't have to save him, but lo moridin, we don't push him in, we don't punish him. The Ovi Kachovim is someone that we don't take the law into our own hands regarding him. So that Rabbi Shua ben Levi's conclusion here, if it's not right to punish, had the text read in Ovi Kachovim, then we wouldn't have had to make any distinctions as we did above, and simply say, that's right. It's not right to punish for a person to take the law into his hands and punish the idol worshipper. According to the text that we have, you're dealing with a tzeduki, where it is proper to punish the tzeduki. There, Tosfos had to say, that is limited to where the person himself is involved, but to arouse heavenly wrath upon the tzeduki through a curse, that a tzaddik should not do that. Continuing on Amud Beis, Tosfos, Lo Haya Adam Shekoroi Adam. This Tosfos raises a question concerning the fact that we see other psukim, and in the opening of Tosfos we find by Noach, he used the word Adon, or he seemingly used that word, and Tosfos will answer that, and yet there are more questions regarding other psukim that Tosfos will raise. So we begin. Lo hoya Adon shekoro Adon v'im tomar v'hoksiv, does it not say by Noach Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem? Now, we've dashed underline Hashem, thinking that that is a reference to the Adnus word. V'yesh lomar, Tosfos answers, the Hosam Eino ba'alef dalet, the name there in the context of Noach was not the Aleph Dalet, the Adnus word, Shehu Loshon Adnus. It was a different name of Hashem that Noach used, not the Adnus word. V'im Toimar, coming back to the focus on Avram, who did use the Adnus word, Amai lo maisi kro, why did our Gemara not quote the following pasuk? Hashem ma titen li, shehu kasuv koidem. The quote of Hashem ma titen li is pasuk beis, perek tesva pasuk beis. The pasuk that was quoted in the Gemara, referring to Avram, was pasuk Ches of Perek Tesvav. So if you're already focusing on Avram, why do you quote a later Pasuk Ches, when you see in Pasuk Beis Avram Avinu using the Adnus expression? V'yesh Lomar, Tosfos answers, Shal Parshios Lo Nemru Keseder. The Parshios, the Torah text, is not written in a chronological order. V'ein Mukta Mu'ucher B'Torah. You don't have, in terms of textual order, a reflection of chronological order. Ein muktam umuchar. There's no earlier and later in the Torah. The concept of this parallel between textual order and chronological order, it doesn't exist. Bezeh hapasuk debein habsorim, pasuk ches that the Gemara quotes, which was at the Bris Bein Absorim, the covenant made, as is featured in the Torah, Hoya Kodem Lochein was chronologically earlier than Pasuk Beis. Tosfos was suggesting why not quote Pasuk Beis when you why quote Pasuk Ches when you could have quoted Pasuk Beis. Tosfos is answering because the story of Pasuk Ches is actually earlier in time, and that's why the Gemara quoted that. That was the first time, so to speak, that we see the Adnos expression used. And now Tosfos goes on to a very detailed proof of this issue of chronology. V'chein tzorach lomar al korchoch, and you have to say this answer, sharei Avrom hoya ben shivim shana v'bris ben apsorim. Avrom Avinu was 70 years old at the story involving the bris ben apsorim, which we said before was in Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Ches, if you open up a Chumash, you will see that that is in the context of the special covenant featured there. The Achar HaDvarim O'Ela, this is Pasuk Aleph, from which Pasuk Beis follows, that was Ne'emar Achar Milchemes HaMelochim. That was stated, that story took place after the war with the kings. Kidepirish Rashi, Bepirish Chumash, as Rashi explains in the Chumash, the pasuk says "V'achar advar ma'ela," meaning after the war with the kings. Uvemuchemes hamlochem hoya ben shivim v'shalosh shanim. Avram at that point, where pasuk Beis appears, was 73 years of age. Sharei kol hayomim shel sdoim. Now the war with the kings. In that war, we know that we're dealing with the king of Sodom was involved. Tosfos explains some historical chronology. Shrei kol hayomim shel Sodom nun bei shonim. The entire existence of Sodom was for over a period of 52 years. Kinamrina beperikama de Shabbos, as is pointed out there in the first parak of Masecha Shabbos. Say mehem, take the 52 number, subtract from that. Say mehem yud beis shanim she'avdu es kedolam. Well, they were under the control of the king whose name was Kedorla Omer. That's 12 years under his rule. The yud gimel shanim shamrida and 13 years of rebellion. And following that, you have 25 years accounted for over here. Following that, there was quiet in Sodom. V'nishar miyishuva chof vav shanim. So when you have 25 of the 52 years we just accounted for the rule of Kedorla Omer and 13 years of rebellion, that leaves you with 26 more years. That's Vinisha Mishuva Chavav Shanim Shahisa Bishalva, 26 years of peace. Realizing, of course, that we're maybe off by one, but you have to factor in here fractions of a year as well. So when we know there's a total of 52 years for Stone's existence, 25 of those years were involved with the oppression and rule plus rebellion, leaving a balance of 26 years of peace. At which time it was then destroyed. Sodom was destroyed. Avram ben tzadi tes shonam. Avram at the destruction of Sodom was 99 years of age. The destruction of Sodom, we know, was 1 year before Yitzchak was born. And when Yitzchak was born, Avram was 100 years of age. So at the point of destruction, he was 99 years. Say mehem shisha ve'esrim shana l'mafreya. Take off of 99, 26 years of peace of Sodom. That's... Same him, Shisha Esrim Shana Lamafreya Shel Shalva, of the peace that Sodom had. That takes you back to the point of the war that took place at the end of the 13 years of rebellion. If you take 99, subtract from that the 26 peaceful years of Sdom that they achieved after the battle, how old was Avraham Avinu at the point of the battle's conclusion? He was, again, 99 minus 26, that gives you 73. In Cain, Hoysa Parshas Bein Absorim, it results from all of these calculations that the incident involving the Bris Bein Absorim, that was Pasuk Ches, where he was 70 years old, Chodem LeParshas Achrei Havorim Shalosh Shonim. The incident featured in Pasuk Ches is actually 3 years earlier than that which is featured in Pasuk Beis. The Oisa Parsha, the opening section of Perek Tesvov, Misayemes ends by Achshevel Lo Yitzidoka at Pasuk Vov. So that from let's say, Pasuk Aleph till Pasuk Vov is one unit, and at that time he was 73 years old. And Pasuk Ches, which is part of the second unit, he was only 70 years old. Lekach Hevi, Oisai Pasuk Debame Eda Shehu Mukdam. Pasuk Ches, which was part of the Bris Bein Absorim, was earlier than Pasuk Beis, and that's why it, Pasuk Ches, was quoted. At that's the point we see Avram calling the Almighty using the term Arnus. And that's why we opted to quote Pasuk Ches, which is chronologically earlier than Pasuk Beis, even though Pasuk Beis may have been written textually in an earlier position. Umize miyashev Rashbam, and with this, the Rashbam resolves, the b'mokom echod mash meshoya laylo. When you look at the psukim at Perek Tesvov, and you just like skim through the psukim without paying attention to chronology, to historical timing, so mash mashe, when you in one place it looks like Shoya Laila, Dechtiv Usfor HaKochavim. If you look in Perek Tezvov, Posuk Hey, it says, go out and count the stars, indicating nighttime. Ubosar Hochi in Posuk Yud Beis, Ksiv Ayhi Hashemesh Lovoi, Mashma Shehu Yom. And the sun was, Shemesh Lovoi means the sun was about to set. So it sounds like that portion of the Torah is dealing with a story in the daytime. So you have, you're looking at Perek Tesvav, once again, in Pasuk Hey, it seems nighttime, Pasuk Yud Beis, it seems daytime. Elavadai Shmamino, rather, you have to conclude the Shnei Parshios Heim. There are two separate sections, namely, Pasuk Hey is part of the section that took place after the War of the Kings, and section where you find Pasuk Yud Beis mentioned, that is part of the Bris Bein Absorim, which took place when Avram was only 70 years old. V'lav v'vas achas nemu, they weren't said together. These psukim were not part of the same section in time. V'ein muktam u'muchar b'torah, and there is no earlier and later when it comes to the Torah. And what that means is order of text does not reflect chronological order. We have provided a little bit of a chart for this Tosfos on the inside margin of your Gemara, where you can see we've indicated the Tosfos Dibur Maaseh Lo Hoya, and you have on the one on the right hand side Gil Avram, the age of Avram, and you can see we have 70, 73, 99, and 100 different ages. And on the second column, we have the incident, the Iruah and the Pasuk, the incident and the relevant Pasuk for each age. With that, we conclude our Shi'ur for today.